Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get half-price toys on brands like Hot Wheels and Barbie, plus many more in store. That's more play for them and peace for you.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online selected toys. Hot Wheels 10-pack was £23, now £11.50. Barbie Beach doll was £19, now £9.50. Offer ends 14th of April.
This week, we are digging into the Love Island final and giving our opinions on the results and the series as a whole.
Plus, we discuss the allegations against Lizzo.
And if we think Cardi B was in the right to throw a microphone at a fan. Bonjour! What's that TikTok audio that's like, "We're back, did you miss us? Because we missed you." Do you not know that?
No.
It's like something from the Kardashian trailer. Anyway, we're back. Hi.
Hey.
I don't know why I was saying we're back. Like, it's like we've been gone for ages. Like
it's been a week.
Yeah. Isla.
I'm back.
On holiday. Why it feels like she's been away, because she has been away. To Mykonos. Mykonos.
You can really sing. I've been on Mykonos. My voice is gone. So sorry, guys. Not sorry, because I had a fucking amazing time.
Describe Mykonos in 3 words. I've never been. So I'm like, imagine you're the tourist board and you're trying to convince me to go to Mykonos. Describe it in 3 words.
Have a lot.
Okay, that's 3. Have money. A lot.
Have a shitload of money.
Is it rich?
It is expensive. Rich. It's rich. It's expensive. Like, I did not fit in at all.
But then I see girls who, I mean... Sorry, that was about some rude
stuff. I know, are broke.
I didn't mean like that. I see girls and boys. I don't know why I'm just saying girls. It's just because all my friends are girls. So it's like, I don't follow male counterparts on Instagram to be able to tell that they're a Mykonos. So when I say girls, it's because those are just my friends.
I don't know how they're there all the time. Someone's paying for them.
Oh.
But like, people do be paying for people. You'll be so surprised.
Did you not get like, isn't Mykonos the type of place where like men will come over and just pay for your dinner?
Yes, but no one came and paid for my dinner.
Oh.
I got drinks and people like stuff like that. I know I said the other week that I wouldn't, but when around for 2 people it's €80, someone can buy me a drink.
That's not as expensive as Ibiza though. Why? How many were there? 4?
No, that's for 2 people.
Oh, 2.
2, yeah. When I say around, I mean for me and my friend.
Oh my God, I thought, because you were in with a group of 4, right?
Oh, yeah. No, there's 6 of us. Oh, so around would have been.
In my head, around was like 4.
Oh, no, that's normal.
Yeah.
Well, not normal, but it's like, not
like
as bad.
Like London.
Yeah. No, that's for.
Damn.
Yeah, it's expensive. Like, I have never seen so many, like, rich, because I've never been to Dubai or anything like that.
Yeah.
But like, these people aren't just like, oh yeah, rich. It's like families of just wealthy people.
And they're all in like Ralph Lauren shirts and chino shorts.
Oh no, not Ralph Lauren. They're in plain clothes, but just a crazy, like, Patek Philippe or like.
Yeah, but I watched a video the other day, and you know, there is like 5 different branches of Ralph Lauren, and there's one which is like, the Ralph Lauren that most people wear is like the like cheapest Ralph Lauren brand, but the like which they created so people can have the like illusion of being rich, but the actual Ralph Lauren brand that the rich people buy, like their shirts are like £800 a shirt.
Oh really?
Yeah, and they're made from it, and all the logos are different, but like only slightly different.
Oh.
So it's like, so is it like that rich, like, yeah, if you know. So it's like, you will look at someone and be like, oh, you're wearing the cheap Ralph Lauren and we're wearing the rich.
Oh yeah. Nah, but these people, there was no Ralph Lauren. It was just like, the men were just wearing like kind of normal-ish clothes, and then like, well, not my normal, but, and then just like a crazy watch. Cause I like watches. So I can see different watches.
One thing about me is you will never catch me spending money on a watch.
Because
what the fuck is the fucking point?
Because it's an investment.
I'll just get a clock. But I would rather do an investment in an Hermes Birkin or a Chanel bag than a fucking wristwatch.
Oh no, I like watches way more than bags.
I don't. What is the point of that is genuinely one thing that I will never spend my money on.
Because I think like they date, well, no pun intended, but they date back for so long, and like the way that they work is like quite like can be very unique, like to do with.
Did you just say, and they are quite like me, very unique?
No. I said they work in a way which is like unique, because you have to get them, like they work to do with, I don't know what it is, but it's not like a battery.
Right.
So you have to get them serviced.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then if they, and then if you take, I know with certain watches like Cartiers and stuff, when you take them off, they stop running, and then when you put them back on.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's like the way that they work. I mean, not like, I'm not talking about a Casio.
I'd spend money on a chain.
Yeah, I get
actually,
that.
No, because I there was a tweet that went viral the other day of someone I know. She's called Joss Wavy. She's a DJ.
Mm.
And she was wearing like a crucifix, like chain necklace. Mm. And everybody quote tweeted it being like, why can, like, no, some like fucking idiot man, not someone. Like it was like some dumb misogynistic man quote tweeted it being like, why can girls get away with wearing fake chains? But if a male rapper wore a fake chain, then like all the girls would be like, oh, you brokey. Mm. And someone was like, because girls don't care. Like girls, like you, the men who care and the men who are getting called out for wearing the fake chains are the people who put that like sort of
stigma around it.
Like us girls don't care. Yeah, like we buy our chains fake. Mm. Like it's not that big of a deal.
Mm.
And especially after, I just don't think, like, I don't understand why people would spend, I just said I would spend money on a chain, but it was like half joking, but like something that can be so easy just snatched off your neck.
Mm.
Especially when your like pendant is so big.
See, but that's the thing, I think with chains and stuff, that it's just, people wouldn't actually really know unless someone came up to you with a tester thing. People wouldn't really know. But I feel like watches, like if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like the watch world is very big as well.
Mm. I would only like a chain because it's like, I like how it's like everybody has their own chain. Like Ice Spice is like, well, I mean, I'm only in tune in like the female rappers. So like, someone did like a thread of all the female rappers' different chains the other day, and I was going through and I was like, everyone is so creative.
I don't know. I kind of think they're tacky.
I just like them because I like them when it's like personalized and it's to the person and it's like they're like almost sort of branding like on their neck all the time.
Sure. That's the thing. Like if you're just
like, give Nikki like flowers, but like how she's always had her Queen and Barbie chain, like that's Nikki.
But then
and
then
like,
when
you see Barbie, you think Nikki.
Yeah, but then when it's like someone called little sign, you know, from the hood or something like that that no one fucking knows, and it's like, why have you got your name, like no one gives a shit.
Yeah. Oh no, who is it? I think someone has a really cute one. It's like a Hello Kitty holding an AK-47.
Oh, that is cute.
Yeah, it's just like, I love like things like that. Mm. It's like so like
I just
blingy.
Think jewelry in general though.
Mm. My only issue with jewelry is I lose shit so fucking easily.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm drunk. Oh my God, I will come home and I'll be like, where have my 5 necklaces, 7 rings and 2 bracelets gone? Like how, they were literally all on my body when I left the house yesterday. I don't understand where they go. Like I had this really cute, like huge flower ring and I bought it from like £2 from an antiques market, and one night in Mexico, it just went missing. And now I'm like, great, well, what the fuck? Like I can't even get that back.
To be fair, I don't really lose jewelry unless it actually like breaks off. But that's why earrings I lose all the time, but like, I never buy expensive earrings.
Mm. Necklaces I'm okay with because I feel like you
rings.
Take them off, but rings just fall off. I don't know how.
I don't. Oh wait.
Ooh.
No. I was about to say I'm losing something, but I'm not. No, yeah, I lost all my rings when I was doing netball. Oh, do you remember when I was a netball?
Oh my god, your netball era. Like, how long did that last?
Like, do you know? No, it's because the games kept getting cancelled.
Oh, because of the weather.
No, it was to do with like other teams not turning up and shit.
But Mykonos, you wouldn't go back?
I would go back.
Oh, okay.
But I'll go back when like
you can.
I have disposable cash. Like
yeah,
that.
It's not like I feel like I get what you mean. Like that's how I kind of felt about like going to like IB for more than one time a year. Like if you go to IB for once a year and you've like mentally saved up for it, and you're like, I know I'm going to spend this money.
Yeah.
It's fun, and you have no limitations. But when you're just like, oh, like can we do this? Like it's just like, do you know what I mean?
But I just think with IB is more worth it because there's different sides to IB for.
Mm.
So you can go there and you can like. For the day, you can just not spend a lot of money because you could just go to like a nice beach and da da da. In Mykonos, don't get me wrong, the beaches are very, very nice, but A, they're pebbly, and B, like Mykonos is not, it's like a volcanic rock. Like that is it. It's just shrubs. Like there's nothing like aesthetically, right. I mean, to like, the, like, my friends like that white aesthetic, so they think, like, that's pretty. That's not pretty to me. Like, it is for a bit, but then it's just like, I don't know. It's just for them, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
But I will say, the only problem with IB, in contrast to Mykonos, is Mykonos, you can get nice Airbnbs, which are, like, pretty, for not as... Obviously, they're still expensive in terms of, like, wider Europe, but, like, for a place like Ibiza, it's like you have to spend a bomb on a hotel. That's your only choice.
Yes, unless you book way in advance. I'm actually currently looking. I'm taking my boyfriend to Ibiza. I was like, let's cut that extra 4 days we're going to do down to two.
Because it's like you have to just spend, like, there's no Airbnb.
Yeah.
And you're not going to stay. And, like, even, like, the shitty hotels are still fucking expensive. Yes. So then you're like, you might as well pay for a half decent one.
And you click on something, you're like, oh, and then you're like, oh, it's a hostel.
Yeah.
It's still like £100 a night.
I feel like Mykonos has Airbnbs you can stay in, which are, like, still, like, kind of expensive, but it's like, if you're in a big group, it's worth it more.
Yeah No, but the only thing is, with going away as a group, is like everything just gets split. You're not really going away for yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, someone's like, okay, this is what we're doing, and this is did it, and blah blah blah, and it's just like, you either, unless you're keeping, we were saying at the end of our holiday, because we downloaded that Splitwise.
Oh yeah.
And we were like, unless you're keeping tabs on absolutely everything you spend, like, you're really on it, you're gonna end up paying for, like, way more than you actually probably did.
I know. I've literally been back from my holiday for about over a week now, and I still have to go through my app, and I'm just like, am I ever actually gonna fucking do that?
Yeah.
And it's like, I probably get owed like over like £100 from each person.
Yeah.
I'm just like, am I actually gonna be bothered to do that? But I need to.
Yeah.
But it's just like, now it's been a week, it's like, I'm gonna forget about this.
Yeah, just do it.
You've just reminded me. Splitwise, what does that work like?
So basically, it's an app, and you put in, so Mykonos, and then you add people to it. You can just literally, like, add them with their phone numbers, send them the text, they download it. And then say I'll put in that I paid £100 for cabs, £200 for dinner, £300, and then everyone else will put in, and then you can, like, select the people that owe you, and then other people will do it, and then it will say I owe this person or they owe me, because it will, like, subtract it all.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
That sounds confusing as hell.
No,
yeah.
Well, it's not confusing, because they're doing it all for you. Okay, they're absolutely doing it for you.
Yeah,
so, like, it literally just says you owe this person this much, because I might have spent £100, but I owe them. Does that make sense? But they spent £200, you know?
The only problems with holidays that big is, first of all, Ubers. But isn't Mykonos, you have, like...
There's no Uber. There's this thing called iMove. I paid about €80 for two people for about a 15-minute cab.
Did you walk everywhere then?
No.
But isn't, like, Mykonos cabs, like, the party buses, like, rather than actual
Ubers?
Yeah,
you have the Sprinters and a BMW and then, like, more Mercedes and shit like that.
But in terms of anywhere else other than Mykonos, it's fucking annoying having to get two Ubers everywhere.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, and now it's like you have to pay for more, when it's just like, I could just do this in one.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I don't care. If you are going in a group of more than two people, you are not going to be able to stand those people by the end of the
day. I know, it's facts. Also, I will say, if you do want to meet rich people, you can go out there, because they're really, really friendly.
Oh, are they?
I got asked to go on New York. I got asked.
And why'd you say no?
Being stuck out sea with a bunch of fucking rich randoms, I'm good. Have you watched White Lotus?
I've just started. I'm three episodes in to season two.
Oh, right. It's so good.
Yeah.
But really, when you get to the end of it, you'll see exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay. But I don't know. Like,
I got invited out on a private island. I mean,
I wouldn't,
like,
go to a private island.
Private,
but
sorry.
I'd go on a yacht. If a rich person asked me to go on a yacht, I'd go on the yacht. Because I'm like, what? I'll jump off.
But I did... Well, and swim, you're good. I met these really nice Indonesian, like, friend girls and their boyfriends, and they were so nice. Like, they just, like, pay for, like, bowls and shit like that. And one of the guys, he owns, like, a beach club in Bali. So when I go to Bali, he was like, just come and I've got you.
Oh,
like, great.
Damn.
They're just so nice. Everyone's, like, really nice. So, yeah. You'll be meeting people. The thing is, you probably won't spend a lot of money. You can probably get by with not spending a lot of money.
Did you go to Scorpios?
Yeah.
Did you wear all black?
Yeah.
Was everybody in all black?
No. Apart from our friendship group. A lot of people were, but not everyone was. But I did see Black Coffee and I got invited backstage.
And why didn't you go?
I did.
Oh,
my story.
When you lead with I get invited, then that sounds like I said no.
I was invited and I went.
Oh, I would lead with and I went backstage.
Oh,
not
yeah,
like,
sorry. Oh, yeah. No, I just want to say it was me.
Yeah.
No, no, no. But no, I did go with my friends. I was like, come on, girls, we're going. It was lit though. So we have some sad news if you were not already informed that. Angus Cloud, who played Fez in Euphoria, has passed away this week following the death of his father. So he has been struggling with his mental health, but his cause of death has not been given. He played one of my favourite characters in Euphoria, and he actually got scouted off of the street. And I'm pretty sure he was just basically himself.
Yeah.
Because the way people have been describing him as well very much seems like how he was mm-hmm. on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have been giving tributes, Zendaya did, and loads of people, like loads of people have, just loads of like just general people that I just follow, especially on my Finsta, because I follow a lot of famous people in there.
No, but it's so sad. And it's also so, like, I feel like a lot of people don't talk about dealing with grief themselves, like after like something tragic happens like that. But what I also did want to say was Zendaya in her tribute was like, at the end, she was like, people deal with grief in very different ways. And a lot, because a lot of people were coming for Zendaya for not making an Instagram post being like rest in peace, like straight away.
And I hate it when people do
like,
that.
Like, you
that
need to touch some
off.
Grass. Like, you have no idea what is going
on.
It's
not their job. Yeah. She's an actress. She's a human.
Like, she, like, I'm sure she, it's like, her top priority right now is not like posting on Instagram.
No.
So like, and I just, and I saw like a lot of tweets being like, what does this mean about the future of Euphoria? And it's just like, are you like,
these aren't things that you need
to
worry about,
be stressed about right now.
That's, or like someone like in a shop dying and being like, oh no, the shop's gonna close down now. Like,
I feel like a lot of people have just become too chronically online when it comes to stuff like this. And like, this is an actual person's life. So rest in peace, Angus Cloud.
Yeah. And if you are struggling with mental health, just make sure that you do reach out.
Yeah, and our thoughts are with his family and friends. Lizzo has been accused of a whole bunch of things, which have all just, it's actually come out quite recently, like over the past few days. So at the time of recording, this is all alleged. Lizzo has not yet responded to any of these claims. Nothing yet has gone forward. It's all very much developing. But at the time that we are filming this, she has been accused by her previous backing dancers of sexual harassment and fat shaming. This is quite shocking to a lot of people because it's like Lizzo has been such an advocate for body positivity and love and self-love, but she has been accused of criticizing one of her dancers' weight gains and later berated, then fired her dancers for not recording a meeting. Someone else has come forward, her old filmmaker for one of her tours. I think she was recording a documentary in 2019 and she actually left the... She actually walked away from the job after 2 weeks because she felt disrespected by her and how arrogant she was. This is a lot because it's like, well, there's multiple different things which are going on here. There's different claims, and obviously all these claims are valid. And I'm very much in the mindset because a lot of people online were like, wait, well, we haven't even heard Lizzo's point of view yet. Like, let's not jump down her throat. Like,
if multiple people are coming out and saying that, then
first of all, that
then like there must be some truth to it.
And second of all, I often find it that like it's believe the victim until it's like someone who you like, and it's like, well, wait a minute. It's like, well, no.
Always.
If you're gonna, if we rightfully are going to be like, we should always believe the victim, which I believe is the case because far more often it is true than it's not true. So it's, do you know what I mean? But as soon as it's like someone who you find is your favorite celebrity or someone who you deem, oh, they couldn't possibly do that. We haven't heard her story yet. It's like, you don't know her.
Yeah, you actually don't. People focus too much on what people are like online and just like their persona that they give off. But when the cameras are off, I know it sounds really cliche, but it's actually true because she does a lot of TikToks. I've always followed her on TikTok.
Yeah.
So no matter how someone is... they make themselves look, that their job is to make themselves obviously look good, or in some cases like Doja Cat, make yourself look bad.
Yeah.
But you could be like the sweetest person or like the nastiest person, but it's all what people want to show people.
I will say though, this Lizzo, and I'm very much of the standpoint where it's like, I don't really, I try and disassociate celebrities from like being someone who I like have a parasocial relationship with, try and like jump to conclusions about celebrities because I don't know them. Same way that like, I am sure, and not in the way that like as bad as Lizzo, as bad as these claims, sorry, let me correct myself, as bad as the claims against Lizzo are, but I'm sure the stuff that I say like in my personal life that people would be shocked that I say, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, facts.
You do not know and then even, sorry, let me just actually clear my name. Even if it isn't a positive way, I feel like a lot of people may like
be like, oh,
what? Wait, yeah, what? Like, even, I wouldn't think that you would like listen to that music or have that standpoint on a political view. Like, I think there's things.
Because we've always known each other, obviously, before doing this from social media and stuff. And there's so much now that I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
But it's so surprising as human beings, though, in general. Like, there's so many things where I think you're going to agree with me, like, where you go on the podcast every week and I'm like, I was about to say Lizzo. Lewis is going to agree with me on this, and like, he doesn't.
But what I did want to say was that, as I was saying, I do try and not make conclusions about celebrities, but I genuinely thought, hand on my heart, Lizzo was like the safest girl. Like, on her interviews, like, she is hilarious. Mm. Like, especially, she just did a tour run in the UK. I think maybe it was around about the time of the Brits, and she did so many interviews, and like, she went and did an interview with like Sam Thompson from Made in Chelsea, and she was like, I remember like filming Made in Chelsea, like, I remember you, because she like was like a surprise musical guest in like 2013, back in like early Made in Chelsea, and Sam Thompson was like, do you remember doing that? She was like, I remember like you, and like, it was like 10 a.m. and we were in the club and everyone was drinking orange juice, and sometimes like, I can't believe I remember that. And she's like, I never forget people. And it's like, oh my God, like, she's a genuine, like, nice girl.
No, but you honestly don't
bitch,
know.
Bitch, you don't know.
You honestly don't. I remember, yeah, like, there's someone that I, like, I wasn't friends with her, but I had to spend a lot of time with this girl. She came across as like a very nice and bubbly person, but then as I started to spend more time, like, she switched off like that, and it was such a fake persona, and I was honestly so shocked. And I think, like, people do deal with a lot of things, and I especially, like, you need to see how money hungry people are, because to have a plus size clothing brand being plus size and then fat shamed, like, honestly, it makes you think, like, you really need to see how greedy some people are in terms of, like, with their money and stuff.
Yeah, I am right. She also had a TV show called Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls, and it was Lizzo searches for women to join the ranks of the big girls for her backup dancer. So she had a whole TV show capitalizing off body positivity and including plus size people. Is,
but people are probably coming to her with business propositions, and she's just like, okay, I'm just gonna do it for the money.
Yeah,
you know, so. Like, she's probably not, I mean, maybe dealt with things that she's needed to deal with before doing things like that, because obviously she's not a very nice person if she is able to ever fat shame someone or fire them for putting on weight. Mm. Especially from a job. That's like her performing at the O2 and being like, nah, you're too big to perform here. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Firing someone for fat shaming. I mean, firing someone because they put on weight, it's horrendous.
Yeah, and Beyonce, because Beyonce has a song, Summer Renaissance, and she has like, and it's like, she has a section where she shouts out a lot of like female singers, and one of the lyrics is like, like Badu, in terms of Erykah Badu, and then Lizzo, and she changed it in from her tour last night and just like said Badu twice. So that's when you know it's serious, if Beyonce's changing lyrics. Also, Cardi B this week, she was basically performing at a festival, and some fan threw water or a drink in Cardi's face, and Cardi threw a microphone at the fan's face. Rightly or wrongly so, I probably would say rightly, but I also
I would say rightly with a loud ass voice.
But no, but I mean, I get that some people may be like, it was an like, okay, she threw some water, you don't need to like hit this girl in the face, but
it's
what?
An impulse, though,
and you like it. Like, I'm not saying it's right, but at some point, like, there needs to be like a, like, you know, when it's like in school, like one person would get punished to just to like teach everybody a lesson and be like, oh shit, we can't do that anymore. Like, something like this needed to happen.
That's actually a fucking good point. Yeah, but people are forgetting. Yeah, with that reason, but people are forgetting who the fuck Cardi B is.
I know, that's why.
Cardi, like, have you watched Love and Hip Hop? Like, what the hell? You really didn't think that was gonna happen? The way she used to scrap on there, like, you're not ever gonna be able to. How much you're in the limelight, you're never going to be able to change that side of you, I don't really think. Mm-hmm. So someone throwing water at you, if that's within you and you're that type of person, you're going to do something like that.
Yeah. But the person who threw the water is now allegedly suing Cardi B for battery.
But did she even get hit, though? I didn't think she did.
I don't know. I've seen so many point of views.
I know. I'm like, which girl even threw it at this point?
The girl.
I mean, no.
Have you seen the video of the other point of view? And the girl throws the drink and Cardi goes to the microphone and the girl just goes, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've seen that, I've seen that, I've seen that.
Oh, I haven't laughed. I have not chuckled that hard in so long. The amount of times I rewatch that girl going, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
She probably just done it as like, because the girl, bless her, she might have actually done it like, just because she was overexcited, like, whoa.
No, that the aim of that, there's a difference between a woo throwing of a drink and an aim to throw the drink.
Right,
and
okay.
That, the aim of that was a swirl.
Oh, right.
It was not like a, oh my God, yay. Yeah. It was like a boot. It was like a dash. Do you know what I mean? Like it was like a, you know, in Geordie Shore when they like swirl each other.
Yeah, it was like
the water all went in one direction. It wasn't like a fountain. It was like hose pipe stream. But in like a different vein of Lizzo, it's like you don't like know Cardi B. Like just because she's a celebrity doesn't mean she's not going to react back. And just because all these other celebrities haven't reacted back doesn't mean that if you try all the other ones that they're not going to react back as well.
Yeah.
People just need to watch their space and boundaries with celebrities. Because they don't know you either, bitch.
Yeah,
like,
so, and you don't know them. So if you want to get hit in the face, chest them.
Anyway, we'll be right back after this to discuss the Love Island final, baby.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know? With Seresto, you can fit and forget about your pet's flea and tick treatment for the next 7 to 8 months in just one application. Seresto Flea and Tick Control Collar provides long-lasting, clinically proven flea and tick protection for both cats and dogs. So you can say goodbye to monthly applications and hello to long-lasting protection. Simply fit and forget about fleas and ticks with Seresto from now until October. Find out more at seresto.co.uk and to find your local store.
Hello and welcome back from your lovely break, your little TV break. Now we're on to our last time probably talk. Actually, no, it probably won't be our last time, but our last time talking about it since the show.
Yeah.
Because it was the final. But it's Love Island.
I can be a baddie or a lady.
Hey.
Don't do shit unless you pay me. Can't let no man play me. Couldn't get a toss if you lot hate me. I love that song.
The way you actually know the words.
This is really embarrassing. The other day I was driving in my car and I was just like,
no.
I'm singing it in my head. So I put the TikTok clip on AUX so I could listen to
Have you seen a remix? And it's like,
no.
Oh, someone done like a dancehall song and like remixed it and it actually goes.
I genuinely think they could release that song.
Yeah.
If they were, she kind of sounds like Miss Banks, Whitney.
Yeah.
Like when I'm listening to her, I'm like, but the thing is, Whitney didn't have, not me like giving her critiques, but she didn't have the confidence with it.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So she was like giggling a bit. But I think if she like
she got
in a booth and went properly and took it seriously, it would sound good. And Tyreek already sounded good.
Mm.
I think that could at least get top 40 if they released it like next week.
No, it's actually true.
I can be a baddie or a lead. Anyway, the Love Island final.
Yes. Do you know what's pissed me off about it? Yeah. I spent.
Straight in.
Sorry, but I spent 7 weeks because before we start, I spent 7 weeks of my life watching this, spending an hour of every fucking night to miss the last week.
Oh.
That has pissed me off because I'm not going to catch, like, why am I catching up?
No, but nothing fucking happened.
I know,
last
it's true.
I can't even tell you. They did the final dates, but like nothing like happened in terms of like, oh no, Ella and Tyreek had a fight the night before the final.
Did they? About what?
Basically, she like said that she didn't want to. She said she wasn't in a bit of a mood. One thing I will say about this season is everybody seemed so sad in that last week. Like, they all wanted out. Like, Jess was not Jess. So I'm happy.
Really?
I'm really happy actually Jess won in hindsight because, like, I mean, not to make, this is a sweeping assumption to make, but Jess had been so bubbly and funny in the entire season and she was literally mute in the last week.
Like,
there was no scenes of her. And anytime the camera panned to her, she, like, had a, like, resting bitch
but
face.
even remember at the beginning when we interviewed Mehdi and he said that Jess was really upset missing her family, so it was probably getting to the end
true
where she knew she was going to see her family soon and she just probably had nothing else to give. She'd probably beef in Sammy
yeah.
anyways
but yeah
when
Ella
we go
Tyreek
in
had a fight because they were doing a sports day and Ella wasn't in the mood. And like, I think Tyreek was taking it too seriously or something. And then they like accidentally knocked Ella over and she fell down. And then Tyreek was like, you're obviously pissed off. Like, just say what's wrong. She was like, I don't want to speak about it. And then Tyreek called her selfish.
Oh,
that was a fresh burn.
Yeah.
The plaster was not over that wound yet.
God, they are not staying together. I'm going to put
that. And
then
Ella was like, fuck you. And then Tyreek was like, well, fuck you too. And then literally the episode before the final. But yeah, the final, if you did not know, fourth place was Molly and Zachariah. What did we, were we shocked? I thought that, that was going to happen. Have you seen Sam Thompson asked Zachariah? I feel uncomfortable calling him Zach. Like, he's not a Zach. He's a Zachariah. But then every time I say Zachariah, I'm like, I'm calling him by his formal government name. Mm. Anyway, Zach. Sam went up to Zach at the final and was like, showed him Molly's TikToks. And
did he?
And Zach was like, oh, why did no one show me this before I fell in love with her? Like in a joking way, being like, not like a, wait, what the fuck?
No, because
like,
she's
like a, oh my God, like someone could have shown me this now, but like, I'm stuck with her now, like kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I genuinely think they may be the first couple to break up out of the four.
Well, they've broken up.
No, I think if we were going to make a prediction out of the final four, Molly and Zach could be the first ones to break up.
If we think of it like this, yeah, I think Ella and Tyreek are going to break up five times between now and probably next week.
Oh yeah, but the official breakup that we'll get on Instagram stories will be in about a year.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I do not think they're going to last a year.
I think, here are my predictions, everybody, of how long I think each couple will last. Molly and Zach will last 2 or 3 months because she's in Manchester, he's in London, they live extremely different lives. They'll probably give it a shot and just be like, listen, we're two different types of people. It worked in the villa when we could just concentrate on like us in the villa, but in the outside, we live two different lives for this to work. Whitney and Lachlan will last about 6 months. They'll give it a shot. The thing that Whitney and Locken have on their side is they're not official or they're not. Like,
so it's not really.
So like they can take it slow on the outside and like kind of like just like drop it off. And then I think Jess and Sammy and Ella and Tyreek will both last a year, like until like next year's Love Island. And then like, you know, sort of like Davide and Ekansu.
Can we write these projections down?
Yeah.
And we'll what's the date today? We're going to listen to this part of the episode and we're going to come back.
That's what I think.
I think that, I'm just going to do it in order of who I think is going to break up first. I think Jess and Sammy are going to break up first.
But they're the winners. They can't break up now. Not like, I don't believe the fact that they sign a contract that they have to stay together. But I do think there's a lot more pressure on the winners.
Yeah,
so they will
say,
be like,
it's true.
They'll work on it more than like maybe like Molly and Zach.
Okay,
would.
Well, I think Lachlan and Whitney, I'm sorry, but I don't know why. I don't want to do this.
Oh, but in the final, Lachlan was like, in his like vows, Lachlan was like, I want to date to marry.
Yeah, so he's probably gonna.
But he's like, I don't know. But Molly.
Just in terms of, because they're not, as you said, they're not official. So it will be a lot easier, not the pressure of them having to stay together.
That is true.
So that's why I think that they, like, I think there's more pressure for people to stay together because of.
They're official.
Official. And it's just a bit longer and they're going to be going through it and whatnot. I think that, I think Zach and Molly actually do mad like each other though. I honestly do.
I
think they're both as strangers to each other. Like, Zach dresses a bit strange and Molly just TikToks a bit strange.
So I when she comes out and she's back up in Manchester with all her friends and they're all filming, they're like, I'm looking for my friend. I'm looking for you. TikToks and like doing stuff like that. And Zach's back in London, back to Shoreditch Box Park with like his broskies.
Do you think he goes, oh, Shoreditch Box Park?
And
more like Croydon.
The paths aren't aligning. Like, what is he going to go up and visit her in Manchester and get in the TikToks? Is she going to come down to London and like go out with all his?
I mean, my boyfriend moved to London.
But you guys are similar. They're actual opposites.
Yeah, true. I guess he had an interest in doing what I do over here.
Yeah. Whereas, and I get how they can work in the villa because it's like
you're just enclosed.
Yeah, there's you don't have to think show. About anything else. But even like, I'm sorry, I would not date someone who lived in Manchester. That's too fucking far. If I'm like in a, like,
yeah, but there's more opportunities for her down here anyways.
Yeah, but I think she still lives, I think she still lives at home and she's really close with her family. So it's kind of like, I don't know. But yeah, they came fourth. I expected them to come fourth.
Yeah, I didn't.
Really?
Because I expected the winners to come fourth.
Oh, right. Yeah. I expected it to be fourth, Molly and Zach, third, Ella and Tyreek, second Jess and Sammy, first Whitney and Lachlan.
I thought fourth, before I got it got into my head of why the winners won, I thought the fourth would be Jess and Sammy. Mm. Third would have been Ella and Tyreek. And, no, third would have been Zach and Molly, Ella and Tyreek, and then Whitney and Lachlan. Yeah, Whitney winning.
I think the issue that happened was Jess and Sammy had such a strong, like, Facebook mom, Fiat 500, like, favorite vote.
Yeah.
So they would, because people always forget, like, the people who tweet about the show are literally, like, 50% of the viewers. Like,
yeah,
there's
exactly.
such an older generation who yeah. also watch the show. Because, fuck me, if you go on the Love Island Facebook page, they have opposite opinions to Twitter. Mm. It's why, like, Gemma Owen and Luca Bish came second yeah. over, like, India and Dami. Like, mm. there's actually a strong portion of yeah. viewers who aren't accounted
for. Well, I
mean,
this is
Twitter.
A white country, so it doesn't surprise me.
And I think, if, say, Ella and Tyreek or Whitney and Lachlan, one of those weren't in the final, the respective would have won because we would have overpowered that Facebook vote, like the younger mm. generation. But it was just the fact that, like, everybody was split on picking a side between Whitney and Lachlan or Ella. Like, are you on Ella's side or are you on Whitney's side? So their votes got split, which left Jess and Sammy's, like, breakthrough and win. Because the Facebook mums didn't have that split vote. They yeah. were just going for Jess and Sammy.
Yeah, no, I get that.
That's mathematicians.
Yeah, that's like, some maths.
And I was thinking, but no, because the reason why I was thinking about it, I was like, I don't understand how that's happened. So I did some digging and someone tweeted a screenshot of, like, the Love Island Facebook page.
Literally
all the comments were like, my winners from day one, knew they were going to win, da-da-da-da-da. And I was just like, damn.
I do, like, don't get me wrong. I actually love Jess. I love Jess. I don't mind Sammy. I like them as a couple, but not to win. After Sammy has literally said yeah. that he does, like, Deepit, someone has actually come on the show and literally said that Jess got really upset one day because Sammy said that Sammy was talking really loudly and saying that he doesn't find Jess attractive. And I'm not being funny, but if you don't, I feel like, yeah, personality attraction comes, but I honestly feel like the attraction, like looking and everything has to be there. And if I ever found out that someone had said that about me, I would never ever be able to go near them.
Yeah.
And especially from what Jess was saying of the reasons why she was wanting to go on the show. Well, she was just like, you could tell the type of boy that she was used to, and it is literally Sammy.
Yeah, true. Also, he's so young, like, he doesn't want a relationship. I'm sorry, I don't believe that. I mean, this is a bit of a stretch, but, like, I just can't imagine. I don't believe that breed of boy at the age of 22 wants to be in a relationship.
Oh, no.
Like he doesn't.
I honestly don't believe that either.
Like, I was about to say, I don't believe a 22 year old boy. I definitely think there are men out there,
yeah,
at the
but
age
just
of 22
like that.
Who are emotionally mature enough for a relationship. I don't think Sammy is one of them.
Yeah.
What did you think of the season as a whole?
The season as a whole. one of the best seasons. I don't watch Love Island every year, but one of the best ones that I've seen, and also one of the most talked about.
Yeah, it was real. I'm filming a YouTube video about Love Island, and my thoughts on the season was, Molly returning at Casamore ruined the season, but not necessarily because Molly came back. I don't think Molly being in the villa was like any sort of I don't believe Molly coming into the villa was like affected the show, like, between her personally, but the producer's choice to bring Molly back, like, just killed any excitement. Because prior to her coming back, everybody was like, what the fuck is happening? Things are happening different week. Everyone was so excited. And as soon as it was just like, oh, all of these, like, exciting things, like, just can be, like, yeah. turned around like mm. that. It just sort of reminds you that you're watching, like, this really heavily produced reality show.
Yeah.
And it takes you out of that, like, because everybody was saying the first half felt like early Love Island mm. because it was so unpredictable and there were so many messy fights. And then as soon as something like Molly comes back, it's just like, oh, no, this is, like, really predictable.
I think that they thought that I honestly don't think that the producers thought that Whitney and Lachlan would have gotten together,
yeah,
and like really hit off so well. So they probably predicted, because obviously they're gonna have to have predictions on, you know, who's kind of gonna win and like what's gonna be the most spoken about. And I think that they thought, obviously, when Molly came back, like, they were going to be like the dream couple, but mm. everyone just went dead on them, like, because they're so quiet, like, they're not doing anything. And yeah. also with Molly, they didn't realise that Molly doesn't talk to the girls about anything. So nothing like to do with their relationship was ever really being spoken about, because people always kept saying, oh, well, you didn't tell us that.
Yeah,
oh, da 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 da. Like, because when they made it exclusive and Katie opened her big mouth, they were just like, oh, like, you didn't tell us. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, and I remember when she was opening up about Zach, it was like, oh, like, it's really nice that Molly's actually, like, opened up for once. And, like, there's no point in having on a reality TV show, being on a reality TV show and not speaking about your relationship because it's not interesting.
What I will say, though, is I don't actually think that's her fault. I think where producers messed up as well, bringing her back, is she's, you cannot be taken out of a bubble of a reality TV show like Love Island, where everything is enclosed and that is just your life. You cannot be taken out, be shown all this information about you, and be put back in. Like,
yes, it
just
ruins
any
work.
Dynamic,
do you
any
think
environment.
She got shown everything, though?
Yeah, she was posting on Instagram, so she must have had access to social media. She was posting on her stories and stuff. She had to have had access to social media to do that.
She, do you think it was her posting, though?
Yeah, it was like selfies and speaking videos and TikToks and stuff. Like I genuinely, a show like Love Island, it cannot work with someone being taken
change.
Out the environment. Exactly.
You would,
and that is why she probably went so quiet and everybody was like, they're boring, like, they're not doing anything, because she wasn't that boring.
That's
before.
Actually so true.
But obviously she's now going to be stressed about how she's coming across because you're going to be even more conscious.
Yeah,
so that was the producer's fucking fault. I don't actually blame Molly for that. But I'm excited for this reunion on Sunday.
Oh yeah, I feel like the reunion is going to go off unless people start backing out, because people have been mad.
I have to say, I don't get the Scott hype as much as other people. Like, he's been looking really good. Have you been seeing on Twitter? He's ever since he's come out the villa, he's like back in and gotten a haircut, and that haircut's done wonders.
Really?
As a short back and side does for any man. It's not just Scott in specific. Yeah. But it's so apparently at the like Love Island final party, Katie and Uzi, because Katie loves to run her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I was crying as well, because Katie did a story and was like, oh, like, everybody's saying I'm doing too much. Like, can you please just remember I just did a press day. I did 7 interviews and a podcast. Like, girl, that is doing too much. But Katie and Uzi apparently went up to Scott at this party and was like, oh, just so you know, like, nothing's personal. It was just all on the podcast. And then Scott had a podcast the next day and he was like, oh yeah, just so Katie came up to me and said that. So just so you know, Katie, anything I say about you in this episode ain't personal. And I was
See, Scott comes with some, he comes with some little liners, and I like it, because he's got like attitude to him.
Yeah, but
I like a man with attitude.
I actually hope people hold Katie up to what she said on those, because what I think happened with Katie is she went on, she wasn't as entertaining as season 2. She came out, she saw all the people being like, she's not as entertaining as she was before.
So now she's trying to make up for it.
Right, by running her mouth. But running your mouth has consequences, especially when you're speaking about people who can't even defend themselves because they're in a different country with no phone. I hope people like Whitney, Catherine, Scott, Mitch, anyone that she's like, she said, she said someone asked that, who's the rudest islander? And I feel like if you get asked this question, you would maybe be like, oh, no one was like really rude. Like, someone like Mitch might have done this. She was like listing them off like it was a fucking name register.
Who
in school.
List?
She was like, Scott, he was really rude. Mitch, yeah, God, he was really rude. Whitney was rude. Like, she was naming these people. And I was like, oh my God, she was not mincing her words or sugarcoating anything.
I honestly think that she had like a stigma against like the black girl group. Not necessarily because they're black. I'm not going to say that.
Mm.
But there's something in the waters, because the way that she really segregated herself from them, and like, I feel like the way that she's talking down on them, I really, really dislike.
Yeah.
Because it always seems to be the same girls, and she just seems to be stepping away.
Yeah. Well, I saw an interview with Katie. Hey, not us getting a shout out. Not actually a verbal shout out, but
but it was from the source was us.
And if you haven't listened to the episode with Tink and Gabby, they basically revealed that there was a fight between Katie, Ella, Whitney, and Catherine that security got involved in. And Katie came out and she was like, I wasn't involved in that. It was between Ella and Catherine, and then Whitney said something to me to get involved.
Mm.
Is even someone like that just like pushing all blame onto people who can't defend themselves?
Yeah. So she's just doing everything for attention. It's so obvious, because you have to be to come back on the show as a much older girl anyway. It's just weird. Older girl or guy, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
But
it's
Katie,
very
if you want to come say your piece on this podcast, the chair's open.
Yeah. The chair is open. I'm sitting right opposite here.
Anyway, we'll have the reunion to discuss next week.
Yeah.
Because I think that's going to be good.
I just hope that she doesn't back down. But I just don't like it when girls do that, because it's always, they start turning into victims. So I just hope she doesn't try to pull a little victim mode.
Yeah.
And start doing the whole, because especially with that, it's quite dangerous with people like Whitney, because people always saying, already saying that she was aggressive and stuff like that, when she just is very mature with how she speaks and people can't handle it.
Also, Whitney genuinely was probably one of the, in terms of like main characters of the show, was one of the least aggressive girls ever.
Yeah.
She never once raised her voice. Not saying that she, I mean, there was times where she probably like should have raised her voice. Mm. I would, if that was me, I would be screaming.
I would have been raising my voice.
She spoke in such a mature manner every way. And I think why people were finding her, like why that Anna Vakali or whatever she's called, sister, called her scary, was because those girls can't like have an argument without raising their voice.
Exactly.
So actually being able to have a mature conversation to them is intimidating.
Yeah,
it's when actually she's just able to get her point across well in a calm and controlled manner.
And also if Katie is, you know, saying on her Instagram stories, like, I'm watching what everyone's saying and being able to back people such as like the two winners, which is Jess and Sammy.
Yeah, I saw that.
Then she should, because she put on Instagram, her Instagram, like, these people are real and da 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 da, then she shouldn't go around
slagging people off.
And
because you know
things.
That's going to entice comments as well.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, don't be a hypocrite.
But yeah, as we said, Katie, if you want to defend yourself.
The chair is open, my love.
Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Pop Off. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and YouTube at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. We'd love to hear what your guys' opinions on this week's episode was.
Yeah, we'll be back next week to speak about the reunion. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. I just hope that I don't jinx it and it's good.
I think it will be. Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo. And we will see you next week for a brand new episode.
Ciao!
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
At Foxy Bingo, we really love bingo, like a lot. So we've decided to confess our bingo love with this 80s bingo love ballad sung to you by non-hit wonder Bingo Stew.
Bingo, like a knock on the door. Bingo, that's how we sing for. Oh yeah, bingo.
Thanks, Stew. For more bingo fun, go to Foxy Bingo and get your fox on. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Take time to think.
Tired of ads intruding into your favourite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.